Anne. It has been a long time. I did it when I was even a child, and I'm used to it, so it's easier for me to do it. It's because I learned it from the childhood. We are seven kids. We were seven kids, but I'm the older sister. So it was like the one who is older does more job than the rest. It is my routine. I have to do it. Because there is no any other option apart from using your hands. Yes. Maybe if the clothes are very many, that's when you feel the back pain. But when they are few, it's fine. You don't feel the pain. Yes. I have to do it like 2 times in a week. Like only 1 hour, if it is not too much. These ones, they are a lot, but it will take me like 1 hour and a half. These are for only 2 people. The guests here, I'm washing their bed sheet. I need to change their bed sheet. I need to clean their towels, clean their rooms. Yes. But some of these ones, they are mine. So I had the chance to come with it. So I can do it at once. Even men, they can still do it. Yeah, I think it's according to how you brought your kids. And with this kind of job whereby we are all looking for money, so it's upon to have all the work that is available for everyone to do it. So it's according to what is available for us, it's what we have to follow. Because some people are educated, others are not educated. So it's where you get the money, that's where you stand. So if you wait for what you've studied, you will not get it. I was taught. I went for a short course for catering and housekeeping. I thought by the time I was studying, I thought that maybe by the things, if they goes well, I'll like have a big restaurant and work there. A restaurant on my own. Yes, I still have that dream. I have that vision whereby if I get some ideas from different people, I can still dream. Of course, I'll start with my local food, then I can be adding on with other things. Good. Yes, when you come back to Uganda, you'll eat in my restaurant. Of course, you'll have to come back and eat in there. I'll be saying, oh, you come here, we have a chapati, we have posho. Have you tried posho? Matoke than posho. Wow. Yeah, that's so good. You try Luomba and see how it tastes. It tastes very nice. I hope you'll come back and enjoy our local food. The beans, posho, matoke. By myself, yes, I have that one in my mind. I have it. That I have to try my level best so that I can have my own restaurant. Yes. I have one son called Mike Onna that because of this lockdown, you've not seen him. But you will see him, he's around. I've left him at home. He also knows how to do it. That's why I'm saying they have to teach you from the, because for him he's 9 years old. So you have to teach him when he's still young so that whenever he goes to school, it's easier for him to do his learning. Yes. So it's the only that I've removed from the, and also this the powdered one. It's the one I'm still doing. Only that there are some soap which are for machine. Assume that you use them with your hands, it becomes so difficult with your hands. It's not safe. We think it's only for the machine. But this one is only for the hands, but it's okay with our hands. The washing machine, it's okay, only that they are very expensive here. You cannot afford it, plus the power that is using. So you cannot afford the washing machine, plus the power. So it's easier doing it by our hands. Yes.